Which Astro players are already gone from this current team? We'll talk about it here on Area 45. The fellas are out for the night. They filled in on the drive earlier today. Got an earlier exit, which I'm sure is always appreciated for those guys. So here we are tonight. Happy to be here. Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee and you as well. 713-572-4610 on the text line. 713-572-4610. It's also the number to call. We were talking about quarterbacks with the most pressure on them in the NFL. Let's go to the phone lines because Ken is with us on that topic. Ken, what's going on? How are you?
What up, Ken?
Hey. Hey, thanks for taking me in there. After the Super Bowl, there was a stat that Patrick Mahomes, that Eagles defensive line, he was under pressure. I think it was like 48% of his dropbacks. And it was like just under what CJ faced all season. Mm. So you were talking about, you know, the pressure on him to succeed, but if he's getting that kind of pressure this year, there's, you know, he's a sitting duck. So yeah. The only thing I was thinking was the new offensive coordinator, you know, letting him take control of calling plays, and he can, you know, if he's only got 2 seconds, then he can hit the he can hit Noel, you know. In the so the other thing, Jake Myers is who I would pick to be the first one to go.
Oh, wow. You're not sold on Jake Myers.
It's not I'm not sold on him, but he's having the best year of his career, and I don't know if he's going to maintain that. So might be what their way of thinking also. So,
yeah, makes sense. Sell while the stock is
selling hot. Selling while he's hot.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see what happens. Ken, appreciate the call. Appreciate you listening. I think that also means not being sold on him, though, right? If you want to get rid of him, you don't believe in the success you've seen so far this year. That's interesting. That doesn't exactly go along with the – that's not the direction we were going to take the question, but that's a good question, too, of which one of these Astros would you be willing to part with or would you want to see leave? Real quick on the C.J. Stroud thing, yeah, absolutely. Obviously, the offensive line is a whole linchpin to this thing.
Of course.
It was Warren Sharp had it. I don't know how they come up with these ratings, but they rated the all the offensive coordinators last year. And they rated them both in their success calling run plays and pass plays, mm-hmm. and then a total number.
And who was this by?
I think it was Warren Sharp.
Okay.
Of Sharp Analytics or whatever. And Bobby Slowick was dead last in all three.
Really?
In the calling a run game, calling a pass game, and then overall, he was like a 0.9, I think, on a scale of, I think, like 100. He got like 1%.
Well, I believe the result bears that out because he's no longer here.
Yeah. So it might just be addition by subtraction this year that will help Stroud out.
It could be.
In regards to the Astros, maybe you don't want to see Jake Myers on this roster much longer. Maybe you hope they flip him for an asset at the deadline and get something for him while, you know, the stock is at its highest. But I was thinking more of guys that are on the team right now that might not be on the team for all that long. And this, of course, comes from the whole Jeremy Pena story. Let me pat myself on the back because no one else will. I remember I was in with Ron on the drive a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago now at this point, and I brought it up that is Jeremy Pena playing himself out of Houston? Because we've seen the Astros balk at the idea of paying some of their stars big contracts. And the way Pena's playing, he's playing his way into one of those big contracts, and then sure enough, fast forward a few weeks, and now he's hired Scott Boras, and it just feels like the days are now numbered for Jeremy Pena, unfortunately, in an Astros uniform.
You know what Scott Boras means. Mm-hmm. He coming for that dough.
He's going to try to squeeze all the juice out of that fruit.
All of it. Man, you might be right. Luke, you might be right. He might be the one.
Well, according to reports, the Astros offered 105 for 5 years, $105 million for 5 years, so that's $21 million a year. Sounds like a good contract. It would make him the ninth highest paid shortstop currently. So maybe not as good as it sounds. Shortstops are one of the higher paid positions. Mm-hmm. And I saw the Athletic, I think probably Chandler Rome had a story about Carlos Correa has worked with Jeremy Pena and telling him, you know, turning him into the superstar and giving him the confidence. And I'm sure Correa, who also, you know, wanted that payday, probably also told him like, no, 21 mil, not enough. Hire that Boras guy and try to get as much as you can.
Boras is going to go for the gusto, man. For real. Mm-hmm. We all know that.
Yeah. We're not talking Ryan Gus.
No, we're not. Not at all.
Rob says, is Scott Boras scary anymore? He's had a rough few years by his standards, hasn't he? He has.
A little bit, he's
botched a few contracts for his clients. But with that said, he's scary in the sense that he's going to hold out. Like he has not gotten his players the best contracts lately, but he has gotten them on other teams because maybe he just burns that. He's trying to get as much money as he can, and he prices out a lot of teams. So I think he's scary in that aspect that he's going to ask for the sun and the moon, and the Astros aren't going to do that. And then, you know, you get too far down the road, kind of like with Bregman, and it's like, you know.
He's going to make you sweat it out.
Right, and we're washing our hands. We're done with this. We're not going any higher. Go find a better deal somewhere else. And eventually Bregman did.
Yeah,
but you know, guys
got his
always,
money though. Got some money though.
He did, and guys don't always. You know, Matt Chapman's the famous case that he screwed up. Blake Snell is another one he screwed up. But those guys also left their teams. You know, he kind of burns that bridge with the team they're on. So
Scott Boras will go scorched earth in a second. He don't care.
No,
he knows he's going to get you the money somewhere else.
So that's the concern that for Pena, and he has two more years left on his contract after, but maybe it's a Kyle Tucker situation and you try to move him after next year and get something for him. And
just get ahead of it. Get ahead of the situation.
Yeah, which is sad to say. But I don't know. I don't know if he's a long-term Astro anymore.
That's why you got
to
go win that title this year, man.
Yeah.
Because you might not have him
and the other
much
one,
longer.
I would say, too, is Fromber, I think, has pitched himself.
Don't say Fromber.
I think he's pitched himself out of Houston as well.
You're going to cause an accident on the road out here. Don't say Fromber.
I don't think the Astros will be able to pony up the money he's going to try to demand. I think both of them are gone. And honestly, I would even worry about Hunter Brown. I think Hunter Brown's young enough, and he's been so good this year that the Astros will do what they have to keep him. But he's another one that the way he is pitching, like really the best pitcher in baseball, he is going to command a huge payday. And the Astros, obviously, they gave Yordan a contract. Like it's not like they won't pay
There's certain guys.
Yeah.
There's going to be certain. There's always going to be certain guys. But one thing you can say about the Astros is they seem to, within this, during this run they've been on the past decade, I guess you could say now just about, they always find a way to retool and get through, even when they let guys go. So that is one thing you can kind of rest your hat on with the Astros.
On Twitch, I know everyone thinks Fromber won't get extended, but I think he does.
There you go.
Maybe you're right. Hopefully you're
right.
Only
time will tell.
For the right price.
Right.
What if Jeremy Pena hired Boras this early because he wants the Astros to buy out arbitration years? Maybe. I feel like that he could have done that without Boras. If they're already talking about a 5-year contract, $105 million.
Yeah.
You know, you're at the negotiation table. You're talking about that's a good enough deal. Whenever the guy switches to Scott Boras, I feel like they just have bigger things in mind.
Of course. And that's usually what that is. More they have bigger thoughts coming in.
Yeah, so I think Pena eventually will be gone, of course. I think Fromber's gone. And like I said,
so
I still worry about
So you do think Fromber's gone? Like you
I do.
So him and Pena.
Yeah, eventually. I mean, Fromber after this year, Pena maybe after next.
And you're on the fence with Brown?
I am. I would like to think the Astros will do what it takes to keep him because it's hard to find a young ace.
Yeah.
And he's just pitched. He has the best ERA in baseball over the last 12 months, dating back to the second half of last season. He's been nails.
Phenomenal.
But I guess I just have a little PTSD. I'm a little once bitten, twice shy right now where... Didn't want to pay for Kyle Tucker. I get not wanting to pay for Bregman, but you know they don't want to break the bank for such a great clubhouse guy and a guy that has meant so much to that team. And they stayed firm with saying, "Nah, you know we're not going to go there with you, even though you're Alex Bregman, and it's a shame to see you leave, and you're a fan forever." Yada yada yada. Like we're not going to extend ourselves.
But I mean, you as a fan, especially as a fan, you would just hope that they got rid of a couple positional players. We as great as they were. We get it. You got to hope they would keep that ace. Just pay him.
You
got to hope that they would keep
more,
that ace.
Yeah, that's more important. It's harder to find.
Definitely.
Time will tell. But I do think, unfortunately, this might signal the end for... I was already worried about paying him even before Scott Boras.
Before,
I thought his price tag was going too high that the Astros are like, we're not going to do that. Go somewhere else. We'll replace you, you know, a la Carlos Correa, whatever else. But now with Boras, it makes it even tougher. Hey, coming up, the fellas might not be here, but it's still time for Hot Leads. We do it next at Area 45.